Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Tuesday, May the 19th, as we just begin thinking about trying to put words to reflecting on the Holy Spirit. We know that's too big of a topic to cover in just 1 3-minute audio, so we're going to take it little steps at a time, little bit by little bit every day for a few weeks, sort of like how do you eat the elephant? You know, one bite at a time. So yesterday to start, I shared that everything about the Holy Spirit does not start with signs and wonders and miracles. It starts with our believing in Jesus, opening up to God's love and mercy, and desiring to be closer to God. Believing in Jesus, receiving or being open to receive God's love and mercy and desiring to be closer to God. The Holy Spirit actually is what guides us in that, even when we are not even sure what's going on or how it's happening. So that becomes hopefully a daily affirmation, a daily habit, a daily grounding that whatever else we do, we believe in Jesus, open ourselves up to God's love and mercy, which means we need God's love and mercy, and we desire to be closer to God. That's before any other list, any other gifts, any other signs, any other agendas. And we also have the first great truth. Scripture talks about it, Jesus talks about it, the church teaches it. And it might be the easiest thing to say and one of the hardest things to accept, not just understand, but to accept, that the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God in a communion of love with the Father and the Son in heaven and in the whole cosmos. The Holy Spirit is part of the presence of God in the cosmos, in the universes, in every created thing. And that means, and this is the part that's hard to accept, it's easy to write down or say, it's hard to accept, that the Holy Spirit is that presence of God and that little spark of God that already dwells inside of us. All stop. That is not just breathtaking, that's mind-boggling. It's even life-changing. And that idea is something that we can't really wrap our heads around or wrap our arms around. The idea is so awe-inspiring and so literally wonder-filled that really the only thing we can do is just thank God. Now, many times that awe and that gratitude, that wonder, that joy even, is overshadowed because we know we have so many other things inside of us. We have doubt. We have dark corners. We have disappointment. We have despair. We sometimes have shame based on all sorts of twists and turns and choices in our lives. And the idea that God somehow dwells inside of us really is almost too good to believe. So I'll borrow from someone else who used the comparison. It's not biblical, but I think you'll understand it, that the Holy Spirit, yes, is personal, but the Holy Spirit is almost like an operating system already installed inside of us, but we don't recognize it. We don't use it. We're not familiar with it. It's speaking a foreign language, however you want to say it. I think you get the idea. So yes, first we believe in Jesus. We open ourselves up to God's love and mercy. We desire to be closer to God. And then all of a sudden, we are hit with this promise that no matter what has gone on in our lives, God is already closer to us than we can even imagine. Because the Holy Spirit already dwells inside of us. Now, that there might be a total mismatch in how we feel or what we understand or how we believe or what our life has been. Yes, it might be like an operating system that is totally foreign to us. But we are promised that the Holy Spirit already, already has made a home inside of us. So sometimes our believing in Jesus, our opening ourselves up to God's love and mercy, our desiring to be close to God means that God is already a lot closer to us than we can ask for or imagine or even sometimes believe because it sounds too good to be true. We'll keep talking about the Holy Spirit. Have a wonderful night.